flat line. I just wanna flat line. Maybe this is all my fault. But I just wanna flat line. I just wanna flat line. Maybe we going too far. Welcome back, guys. We have an episode today on keto. This is Joel.
And Garrett back with you.
I think what would you say is the biggest topic in health and fitness today? I feel like keto is definitely up there as far as
especially in our day and time with, you know, social media and everything. That's definitely a top three one for me.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's come on full force in like maybe a year and a half. Keto's always been around.
Right. No, it's been around a long time, but I think it's really hit the mainstream, mainstream population here within the past probably 2 years.
Goodness, social media has just taken off. Mm-hmm. And it's whenever you see keto and you see the title of like burn more fat or you burn fat more or something like that regarding keto, it draws attention and people are like, well, I should do keto, right?
I'm trying to drop fat. That sounds like something I should try.
Right? Like so-and-so, Susan across the street
lost... She lost 10 pounds last week,
oh
right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What? She's lost, 40 pounds in, however long. Mm-hmm. And then there's just so many different variables that go into how someone lost weight. So I guess today we're definitely going to dive in a little bit to keto and...
Pros, cons,
whether or not we like it.
What it's all about.
For personal benefit, whether or not we like it. Mm-hmm. I would say that, in general, neither of us are against keto.
No, I'm 100% not a keto hater. But I'm also not a keto zealot, of course. I believe it is very situational per the person who needs it. And there are certain populations who keto is very beneficial for. Especially when you look at some of the research on like therapeutic uses,
mm-hmm.
And then also
which is even, where we got
that's where it first dieting. That's where it first came from, right? Yeah. But then with the everyday population just trying to drop some weight,
mm-hmm.
Who's picked up on that ketogenic diet, is it sustainable for them? That kind of thing is what I look at. Where is that weight loss coming from that they're seeing? Little details like that is what we're going to kind of talk about and dive into and see, is it worth it? What are the benefits? What are the, drawbacks? Is it for everyone?
Put out those catchphrases, I don't know. And we took a poll, right? We took a poll on this?
Right,
on this
yeah, I did it on my Instagram about a week and a half ago.
And pretty much everyone wants to know about
it. This was a high demand one.
Performance supplements was pretty close.
It was not close.
It wasn't close?
No, it was not close.
I thought it was close.
I wouldn't have minded.
It was close in my eyes because
no.
I wanted to talk about
it. I wouldn't have minded talking about that. But yeah, no. I want to talk about controversial stuff, and keto is a very controversial thing. So, we'll get after it.
So, as far as keto, it originates from the 20s, which is crazy that something originated in the 20s and it's catching just so much heat lately. So they used it for research on people with epilepsy and looking at things like epileptic episodes, uh-huh. seizures, and could something like a high-fat diet improve, markers for inflammation and things like neurotransmission and things like the choline pathways. Uh-huh. They were able to see that there was somewhat of a decrease when people were on a ketogenic diet. In reality, there's some mixed research on things like epilepsy. However, I think that as far as therapy, things like cancer, diabetes, epilepsy, and Alzheimer's are all kind of cases that could benefit.
I saw a lot of the studies touting it for those cases for sure.
And it's usually has to deal with something regarding things that feed on sugar, like cancer feeds on sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So in reality, if someone doesn't consume as much sugar or carbs, cancer has less of an opportunity to spread. So that's why people can go on keto and it might have, some sort of a delay for symptoms of cancer. Alzheimer's and epilepsy, you have things there. as far as things in the brain, ketones are actually a really great fuel source for the brain.
Yeah, they're great fuel for neurological function. Yeah.
And that's a lot of the reasons why people do keto is just they feel real good on it.
Right.
Obviously not at first, but...
No, yeah, it takes a little bit for that ketosis to set in, and then you start seeing those brain benefits.
Yeah, those it's... I think Bulletproof Coffee was kind of the first thing that I ever heard of as far as like that caught my attention as ketones being a fuel source for starting your brain, getting you ready for the day kind of thing. And then there's diabetes. People that don't have proper insulin function, you know, maybe keto is a pretty good option for them.
Yeah, so I mean, because keto is generally shown to lower your blood sugar, helps out a lot of that, and... It definitely has a big effect on your insulin response, things like that. So, very useful in those situations.
Yep. When we're talking about ketones, we're specifically talking about ketone bodies, which Garrett and I were kind of rereading some of the names, which was kind of funny. So, we've got acetone, acetoacetic acid, and beta-hydroxybutyric acid, which is a mouthful. And those are the three main ketone bodies when we're talking about ketones.
And those are all produced in the liver once your body gets into ketosis. And so when you're in ketosis, this is when your body is low in carbohydrates and it's looking for other energy sources and is trying to produce other energy sources. So it uses these ketone bodies instead.
Yeah, your body is a master of regulating pathways and things like homeostasis. And this is definitely a function of keeping a homeostatic environment.
Right.
So as far as the forms of keto, Garrett probably has a little bit more info on that as far as his notes over there.
Yeah. So starting out, keto diet, there's a couple different directions you can go. There's your standard ketogenic diet. You know, it's the one you see the most often, very low carbs, moderate protein, and then high fats.
Really, really high.
That's what keto is. 75% of your diet is going to be fat, 20% protein, only 5% carbs. And those carbs are generally just coming from vegetables. Yeah, you know?
Green veggies. Yep. You probably couldn't even get away with fruit. I've seen people try berries.
But... Yeah, that's still a little too high in the carbs for the standard keto diet. Mm-hmm. And then there's the clinical ketogenic diet. So it's the same exact thing as a standard, except... you have high carb refeed days. So there's 5 ketogenic days a week, and then they generally have 2 high carb days.
Do you think that's to try and refuel things like glycogen in the body for the most part?
Yes, it's for people that are going to need a little bit more glycogen stores to use.
That might be beneficial for things like athletes, but I think in the long term, that would interfere with long-term ketogenesis.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not going to be able to maintain that ketogenesis doing the clinical ketogenic diet in the long run. And then third, we have the targeted ketogenic diet, which is, again, the same as the standard, except you're adding carbs in around your workouts. So the only time you're altering those carbohydrate percentages is either before or after your workouts, trying to get a little bit extra fuel for, you know, a high power or explosive event, high intensity workout, things like that, where you're going to add some more carbs in since that's your body's primary energy source. Yeah. You know, you're an athlete, it would
that one makes more sense to me.
It does. If you're an athlete, it would be dumb to do the ketogenic diet because, especially in explosive events, you need those carbohydrates. Quick carbs to use for energy and explosive output.
It does kind of go against, I mean, keto in a way, just because if ketones are supposed to be a fuel source, then it is moderating the diet in some form or fashion.
Right.
So it does confuse me a little bit, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah, and so the last one is the high protein ketogenic diet, which is just altering those macronutrient percentages a little bit, where you're dropping down to 60% fats, 35% proteins, and still keeping at 5% carbs. So you're just upping your proteins.
Which puts it pretty close to just like an Atkins-style diet, right, in my eyes.
Yeah, anyway. And so this is the one that when I see like bodybuilders go into keto, they generally do the high-protein ketogenic diet.
Yeah. It makes sense.
It
And
does, yeah.
one thing is ketones have been shown to be muscle sparing, kind of like glucose from carbs. So even when someone is in that 20% protein range, we haven't seen anything as far as like a decline in muscle tissue or anything like that.
Right.
However, that 35% is definitely just kind of like a safeguard. And it makes sense to me. However, you will have keto zealots that are like, well, no, you're probably going to have a little bit of gluconeogenesis from that amount of protein in your diet, which is probably true. However,
I just don't think that the amount of that gluconeogenesis you're going to see from that protein in your diet, I just think the it's just going to be so negligible that you really can't even tout that as being a source of glucose.
I know it's going to be such a minor amount, but it will be there, and you'll kind of always have a minor amount of glycogen in your system,
right?
Just because of that. So when we're referring to gluconeogenesis from the protein, it's not as favorable as some people might think, I guess, is the best way to put it. So the biggest thing behind keto is people see that you burn more fat,
right? Reduction in lipogenesis and fat storage,
right,
is a thing with keto. You do see that.
Yeah.
100%. I'm not gonna take that away from it at all. Especially when, like I said earlier, it's significantly lower, like your blood sugar and things like that. Your body's a lot more efficient at burning, at using fat for energy when you're in ketosis on that ketogenic diet. So it definitely does have its benefits.
The funny thing is you do burn more fat, but mainly it's more dietary fat. It's not necessarily like whole body tissue fat, like visceral fat or anything like that. It is mainly dietary fat. So you are burning more fat.
You're burning more fat, but it's the fat you just consumed.
Exactly.
Not so much the fat on your person.
Yeah, and people will see that you don't spike insulin.
Right.
Absolutely, you're not going to spike insulin because you're not having those carbs. But it's theorized that, insulin does stimulate lipogenesis. Right. And that's one of its actions. But it also is a nutrient driver, and it's good for muscle tissue. So insulin is essential for certain cases. Right. And people think that, well, insulin's main action is to stimulate lipogenesis. How is someone going to put on body fat if they're not having an insulin release? Well, there's actually a hormone called acylation-stimulating protein, ASP. And lipogenesis is always going to find a way to occur based on our caloric load. If someone's in a hypercaloric state and they're in a caloric surplus, well, even if they're not having that insulin release, ASP is still going to find a way to turn over nutrients and create some body fat.
Okay.
If someone is in a hypocaloric state and someone's, below their caloric amount, obviously they're going to burn a little bit of body fat. And in that case, ASP is not going to be stimulated as much to drive lipogenesis. Does that make sense?
Right, yeah, it does.
So in a sense, what does it come down to? It does come down to calories highly. So when people go on keto, they're like, well, I'm not tracking calories. All I'm doing is eating a high-fat diet, and I'm losing body weight.
Right, yeah, you generally always, when someone gets on a ketogenic diet, they almost always are losing body weight.
Oh, man, and it's immediate. Yep. They'll see in those first 2 weeks that they drop like 10, 15 pounds.
You know, like Linda over here last week lost 15 pounds on doing the keto diet.
And it's like,
but.
I'll
let you go with the but. Where is the but?
The but is, what kind of body weight are we dropping?
Right.
And most of it's going to be fluid. Insulin is a driver of fluid and nutrients and glycogen, so we're going to be depleting glycogen stores and water stores and things like muscle tissue and fatty tissue. So of course you're going to drop weight super, super fast. But you'll see after those 2 weeks, their weight loss isn't near as dramatic, and they do continue to lose weight.
Right.
But those first 2 weeks, it's like, boom, keto's amazing. I'm losing a lot of weight. But it just doesn't work like that. It's not necessarily body fat.
So I looked at a study out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that compared a low-carb keto diet versus just a moderate carbohydrate diet where they're in a caloric deficit. And so between all their subjects, the total weight loss dropped was higher in the keto diet, but there's a much higher percentage of water weight loss that compared the actual body composition. And so the ketogenic population of this study lost more muscle mass and lost more water weight as well as fat. They lost more fat as well, but they're also losing muscle and water. The moderate carbohydrate group maintained their muscle and dropped less fat, but like I said, they didn't lose that muscle or that water weight as much. Yeah.
So it's also huge for ketogenic zealots to say something like that there's some sort of metabolic advantage to being on a ketogenic diet. Like there's some sort of raise in metabolic rate. There is no things that say that there is a metabolic advantage to a ketogenic diet.
Right.
What they will see is that in general, when people go on a ketogenic diet, they still are eating more protein than they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
Can that overturn into a slightly higher metabolic rate? Yes, but it's due to the protein. It's not due to the fact that they're on keto or anything like that.
So my thing too is with when people jump onto keto, just without doing any research on it, anything like that, then they see that body weight, you know, that body weight they lost. Is it because they are in ketosis in those first 2 weeks?
Yeah.
No. Do you think you can get in ketosis in within a week and a half, 2 weeks?
No.
It is physically impossible for your body to do that. And so when you lose that weight in the first 2 weeks, like we said, it came from water, it came from muscle, it does come from fat.
And you'll often feel horrible.
You feel like crap the first 2 weeks getting on a keto diet. And then after that, guess where that weight loss is coming from? Or where how you're losing the weight after that? For the normal person.
Talking about like...
It's just because they're in a caloric deficit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's just because they're in a caloric deficit. Not because they're in ketosis. Not because they are, you know, following the ketogenic diet perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a caloric deficit.
And it's amazing when I try and say that to people. And most of the times it's when people go on keto, they've never been on a structured diet before.
Right.
So they go on keto, of course they're going to lose weight.
And this is the first time they've been on an actual diet before.
Yeah, they're going to naturally limit calories.
Exactly.
Just because they've been on a diet. This is probably the first time they've had a higher protein. It is moderate protein still in a sense, but it's higher than most Americans eat as far as protein intake. So the biggest thing is when people are looking at studies and they see that maybe a low-carb group is favorable for weight loss, most of those studies aren't equating for calories or protein, one of the two.
Right.
So you've got to be able to look at those. So the last study that I looked at was actually looking at 132 participants over a year.
Okay, so this one went like past the 4 to 6 month mark that we usually see as being the maximum length for these studies.
So there were four different groups. So two groups were at normal protein intake, and the other two groups were high protein intake.
Okay.
And then of the two normal protein intakes, there was a keto group and a normal carb group. And of the high protein intake, there was a normal carb group and a keto group. So what they were able to see is that the high protein groups actually outperformed as far as weight loss than the normal protein groups. They also lost more weight. Since calories were also equated, they looked at things like the keto group and the normal carb group, and the keto group did not lose more body fat, mainly because calories were equated and protein was equated. They also were able to look that if someone is in a keto state and on a higher carb group, or sorry, a higher protein, that it's not going to be like a major difference. It's a huge thing that if your protein's too high, then it's just going to mess up with all these metabolic adaptations. In a sense, yes, you will not be in ketosis, but will it affect weight loss? No, not near to the extent that people think it will. So is Atkins style ketogenic dieting bad? Absolutely not. Is it traditional ketogenic dieting? It's not.
Right.
But it's not bad.
No, it's just different. It's a modification for different populations. Just what all diets are.
Oh, I know. And the fact that study was over a year just lets them know that they have a lot of data to
Right,
go
yeah.
with that.
Right.
And this was in a 2016 study, so that's pretty recent.
Where did that come? Do you know where that study came out of?
Hold on. I don't remember and I don't have it in my notes.
That's fine.
I just know that it's Sonnen et al. Of 2016.
Can link it in the show notes for
Yeah,
anybody that
which
wants
we
it.
have yet to do. I actually plan on one weekend going through all of our episodes and putting our sources in,
Totally fine. We'll do that.
which we have not done yet.
I got some time.
And the next study I was going to touch on was actually looking at people with epilepsy, which I kind of touched on earlier. And this was a 2016 study as well, which is recent research on epilepsy and ketogenic dieting. They wrote that there were adverse effects within all the studies and for all ketogenic dieting variations, such as short-term gastrointestinal related disturbances and long-term cardiovascular
Really?
complications. That was just letting us know that things like gastric emptying from a high-fat diet is a thing. And when some people go on a ketogenic diet, sometimes they mess around with foods that are, super high in maybe omega-9s and 6s and
Right.
maybe not high enough in omega-3s or something like that. Maybe their ratios are all over the place, or maybe they're eating crappy oil like soybean
And that
oil.
has an effect on their gastric emptying rate for
Yep,
sure.
it's not gonna be as nutritional, and it could have some long-term effects on cardiovascular
Right.
complications, which is crazy.
Yep.
They also noticed that their attrition rates remained a problem because the students with epilepsy that they were studying did not like the diet. So they slowly fell off throughout the study.
Okay.
So it was a lack of efficacy of people sticking to the diet,
Right.
which kind of relates to our thoughts as far as keto.
Exactly. So for me, the ketogenic diet personally is not sustainable because I like this is personal for me. I cannot eat like that for an extended period of time.
Not at all.
I cannot do the
I love me some fat. I
I
love a
but
fatty meal.
I can't do a 75% macro diet of fat and then 5% carbohydrates. You know,
Oh, it's crazy.
it's not sustainable for me, especially doing as much explosive workouts as I do, and as many athletic activities, whether it be, playing flag football or what have you, where I'm needing carbohydrates
Yeah.
for energy,
Building muscle, man.
exactly.
There is not going to be a pro to going on keto in the weight room. Definitely not.
No.
And you definitely, I start considering the adaptation period. I don't want to go through 3 weeks of adapting to keto while going to the weight room. I still want to feel good in the weight
Right.
room. So that's 3 weeks where my performance may not be as good. It may sound small, but that's significant
It
for the
is,
most
no,
part.
exactly.
I've been not training my quads for 3 weeks because of a knee injury, and I can see my quads shrinking
Already
a little
starting to
bit.
atrophy.
I
You're
hate
right.
it.
Yep.
So, is keto bad for performance? It can be. There is some science that suggests that short-term powerful movements, glycogen and glucose is better than ketones.
Right. That's all the data that I looked at basically said that ketogenic dieters performed worse than those who were consuming moderate high amounts of carbohydrates in high intensity exercise or high power output workouts.
So that can relate to athletes a lot, and I also looked at studies that were looking at, aerobic endurance runners and stuff like that. Keto doesn't affect them as much until they start getting into later miles.
Right.
So glycogen in our system actually helps to sustain activity a little bit longer than ketones do. So could an aerobic endurance runner be on keto? Yeah, but their run is not going to be as good if it's a longer run. They could probably do a 5K and be okay.
But
After they,
beyond that,
beyond that, they
right.
might start seeing some detriments to their,
Right.
progression and
That
stuff
makes
like that.
sense. Yeah.
So keto is not bad. There are some drawbacks to keto. There are some positives,
Right. I mean, we've talked about it. For me, it's very situational.
It helps reduce appetite and sugar cravings. It's a good way to naturally limit calories. Mm-hmm. Some people find fatty, savory food really tasty and can go on keto.
If you can if you can do that, and this is a good way for you to lose weight, I don't have anything against it.
Not at all.
Do I think it's a long-term solution? No.
I don't think so.
I don't think you can remain on a ketogenic diet for an extended period of time. Just because of how difficult it is to eat those kind of macros.
Oh, it's crazy.
And you're going to start seeing diminished returns when it comes to fat loss, and then your energy and your performance in the weight room, things like that. It's just not a sustainable way to diet and live. It is a diet.
It is a diet.
I don't consider it
a lifestyle, personally.
No, diets are... What? They're not meant to be...
They're short-term.
Exactly, they're short-term. They're not meant to be something that's done for a year, 2 years, your life. You know, it's not a lifestyle, like Joel said.
And I start thinking of, you know, situations where I might be with family for holidays or group gatherings, birthday parties, weekends with the buddies. I can't follow keto and do that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, short term, maybe, but I hate it. Even if I'm going through prep, I can usually, you know, sacrifice some times out with the guys or with families if I'm, you know, controlling my calories. Well, in keto, it doesn't matter if you control your calories, if your fat is too low or anything like that. So from the long run, I think things like social activities, life, working out, I agree with Garrett. I don't think that a keto lifestyle is a thing unless that's just something you want to go for. I mean, who am I to tell you can't do that? You can do that if you want to, but I think in the long term, you're also removing some very nutritious foods. Things like grains, things like fruits and veggies. You're not going to have as much access to things like vitamins E, K, B vitamins even. If you're not getting those nutrients, you know, long-term health could be a thing. And we don't really know if there are some long-term cardiovascular complications.
Right.
We know some short-term there possibly might be, but blood lipid profiles can improve on keto.
Mm-hmm.
Why? It's because people are losing weight. But if we think of it from a long-term perspective, I just don't think it's good.
Well, and here's what I've seen some data on too. People who are doing keto either incorrectly or for too long, incorrectly meaning wrong kinds of fats, too many of the saturated and things like that, or they're remaining on a ketogenic diet for too long and not doing it properly, they are seeing a rise in blood cholesterol.
Yeah.
Especially your bad cholesterol.
Yep.
And that's going to lead to higher risk for cardiovascular issues and a multitude of other problems throughout the body.
If you think of inflammation,
right,
one of the main things of keto is to reduce inflammation in general. Like, say if someone has bad joints, keto might even be a good option for them in a sense, but if their cholesterol gets too high, well, that's inflammatory.
Exactly.
So you have to think of things on a larger scale, and it's not, there's a lot of different working components. And keto in itself is fine, but there are people that eat on keto and it's just atrocious. Like, they're eating bacon at every meal.
Right.
Is bacon bad? No. But if it is repetitively in your system over and over and over, that's not the kind of fat you want in there all the time.
Those kind of saturated fats is not what you need circulating around in your blood.
It's also the fact that most people on keto are not active people.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are sedentary lifestyle people.
Exactly.
And if they're eating bacon or these high sodium foods, well, their sodium's through the roof. Sodium's not a problem for people that are active.
Right.
But if they have a sedentary lifestyle, sodium definitely is.
Mm-hmm.
So that can lead to high blood pressure, things like
that.
Do you want to go over kind of some specific questions that we have gotten from people, or do you have kind of some info that you would like to touch on before we get to questions?
We can definitely go into some questions here. So some of the ones that I've gotten from some people before the before we made some our notes and started recording here. Is keto something that you need to ease into, or can you just jump right into it?
So as far as easing into it, you're committing to a diet. It's not like you're slowly titrating carbs out of your diet. Mm-hmm. As soon as you go to a ketogenic diet, boom, you jump into it.
Yes.
There's no point in slowly reducing your carbohydrates.
Because you're trying to get into ketosis as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so you're delaying that, and you're delaying more and more how crappy you're going to feel.
Right.
So I would say jump into it if you're going to do keto.
Yeah, if it makes sense for you, if you've done the research and you think it's going to help you out and you can do it properly, jump into it.
Yeah, that totally agree. Shoot me another one.
So this one was, what kind of populations need to be doing keto?
Ooh. I would personally not say, you know, there are bodybuilders that can kind of get away with keto, but in a sense, I would say certainly not natural bodybuilders shouldn't do keto.
Right.
They can, I guess, but I don't find it advantageous. I think something with more glucose in their system would be more advantageous for bodybuilding.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense just because that's the nature of the sport.
Yeah. Performance athletes, sprinters, football players, any sort of athlete where there's some sort of explosive movement, I would say keto's not great.
It's counterintuitive to take away your body's primary nutrient source for explosive activities.
And then there are the people that need it as far as therapeutic benefits, you know, reducing inflammation, better for their mind.
Right.
Maybe they have some of the diseases we touched on earlier. Or they have a sedentary lifestyle and they want something convenient and that actually tastes pretty good. You know, that's fine. People that like savory foods, they can get on keto and they'll probably like it for short term. I think it's good as a short term thing. Again, you got anything for that?
No, I think we pretty much got it. Another one is over the sustainability of keto, and we kind of touched on this a little bit.
Yeah,
but in the long term, it's not a sustainable option.
There are some researchers that would probably disagree with us on that. For instance, Dom D'Agostino and Jacob Wilson. Mm-hmm. They're probably the two head researchers that I know
keto,
of on keto, and that you'll find them on podcasts, websites, articles, whatever. And they live keto.
They know their stuff, but they don't have the outside looking in perspective. They don't have an objective opinion because that's how they live. That's their lifestyle.
Yeah, they love it.
Of course, they're promoting it.
Yeah,
and that's fine. That's what they love.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I like to have a little bit more of an objective opinion. It's like Joel and I talked about it. It's not something that we personally love, but it's not something
we're not against it.
No, we're not. We're 100% not against it either, because
I do roll my eyes in some circumstances.
It's very situational. Some people are going to thrive on it, and that is 100% okay, but it's 100% up to the individual.
Oh, yeah. No, completely agree. So sustainability, sure. I probably would not myself.
It depends.
It depends, mate. It depends.
It depends.
So another question was, what foods to eat on keto? Mm. Nutritious foods. You're going to have a lack of nutrients not coming from things like higher carb vegetables, starches, grains, fruits. So you need to make sure that you are getting things like green vegetables, taking a multivitamin, eating nutritious meats, and you know, you're not getting, you know, store-bought that's like super high fat but not grass-fed. This is when grass-fed meat actually becomes important. So animals, like humans, store toxins in fatty tissue. So if someone is going to get a grass-fed meat, do it on keto, because the fatty acid profile is going to be way better if you get grass-fed meats. Things like avocado are great. Make sure your fat sources are healthy. You can have things like bacon and mayo and stuff like that. That's fine. But you got to make sure that you're still eating nutritious foods and making sure that you're getting enough omega-3s and you're not getting things like inflammatory fatty acids in your system.
Yeah.
Oh, things like MCTs. I haven't even touched on that.
No,
Medium chain
there you
triglycerides,
go.
coconut oil, grass-fed
Hold on,
butters.
I've got a whole thing on coconut oil, but it's fine.
Maybe we'll touch on coconut oil
Yeah.
another time. But things like medium chain triglycerides can actually shoot you into ketosis a little bit quicker as well. So people will actually supplement with MCTs or ketones, one of the two, and that can actually put you into ketosis a little bit faster. So those might be pretty good options as far as foods on keto.
Absolutely.
How to come off keto.
Ending keto. When you are just fed up and tired with it, should you just drop it cold turkey? Or, just like the question easing into it, should you ease out of it?
I have seen some pretty funny results of people coming straight to a regular diet off of keto.
Just cold turkey right off
Just
keto?
cold turkey right off the bat. It is funny to just watch their weight boom, just go straight up.
Bribe through the roof,
I
yeah.
mean, they'll gain 15 pounds in
Yeah.
a week, 2 weeks, and that's mainly because the fluid retention is coming back.
Exactly, because they've got that glycogen in their
They've got
muscles,
glycogen and fluid back in cells.
and they're retaining that water. This goes back to the sustainability of keto as well.
It's kind of like coming off of a show prep.
Yeah. No, it is. Yeah,
It's kind of like
I
coming off of a
totally
show
agree.
prep.
Yeah, so
You have a bunch of weight just come on
You're
and you freak out.
going in super light and dry, and then 3 days later, wow,
It just
bam,
comes on, man.
man, the heck did this 12 pounds come from in
Yeah,
three
exactly.
days? Nah.
A lot of it is fluid retention, and you will
Exactly.
have some sort of inflammatory properties just because that weight came on so fast.
Right.
I do think it's better to ease out of it. So slowly titrating carbs back into your
Right.
diet. That way, insulin doesn't just shoot up. If someone has been on keto for so long, their insulin is pretty much non-existent. So what is it? There's science that shows that insulin action spikes higher when
Right.
you're coming immediately off of keto. So lipogenesis is actually going to be higher.
Yep.
So the creation of fatty tissue is going to be more prevalent if someone is coming straight off
Yeah, just
keto
jumping right
into a
into
high
it.
carb diet. People also, so kind of like that cycling off diet is the clinical one where it's like 2 days of a carb refeed.
Yeah, so that was like the clinical ketogenic diet where you have a high carb refeeds 2 days a week.
I'm really curious what like weight fluctuations are on
Yeah, so like
that. That
it's
kind of is in my head right now.
for me that like you said earlier though, that just doesn't make sense as far as to getting into ketosis. Those 2 days or one day on the high carb that I feel like would just totally throw off your body's ability to remain in ketosis and
Yeah,
producing those ketone bodies.
I think it's funny that it's
Yeah.
called clinical.
Yeah.
That is kind of
Yeah.
funny though.
I didn't make the name.
I got it. You got anything else you'd like to touch on keto, man? I feel like we could keep talking for a little bit.
Oh, we definitely could. I don't know if we'd be getting anywhere if we'd be just be talking in circles. But
You have any other questions there, as far as written down?
no, I think everybody that gave me questions beforehand has pretty much been covered.
Yeah, and it's gonna be repetitive when we say this. It depends. I love it, but it's circumstantial.
Exactly.
Keto is not bad. We're not against it.
Nope.
We kind of like it if it's in certain circumstances.
If you want to lose weight and this can help you do it and you can maintain that, I'm not gonna stop you.
Just
If
have at it.
you want help, I will help you do it.
I know. I kind of preach it like this, is keto is a tool in your tool belt.
Exactly.
Kind of like intermittent fasting
Right.
or paleo or, some sort of
It's
diet.
not a magic screwdriver that's gonna fix all your problems from something
Exactly,
broken.
but if it, fits a person's needs,
For a certain situation,
why would we not use
exactly.
it? So it's hard for me to say, keto is bad. It's a tool in your tool belt if someone needs it.
Exactly.
So if someone might feel better on keto for a short term, hey, let's try keto. So it's a tool in your tool belt. It's not bad. We're not against keto. Is this kind of like a myth busted thing that keto's bad? No, I don't think keto's bad. But it's not a magic pill. That is amazing.
That's kind of the direction it's taken
Dude,
on social media these
it's
days.
amazing.
The magic diet of keto that, you get on it and a week later you're 10 pounds lighter and bam, everything's great. Life's
And
awesome.
it's you got these supplement companies that are coming out with ketogenic supplements, you know, things like ketones, or
Yeah.
I think BPI came out with a product that's a keto pre-workout. It literally has ketones
In
in
the
the pre-workout.
pre-workout, because that makes sense. Okay.
It's
Be careful what you're buying as well. So many supplements in the industry today are brands are
absolute
going to,
trash.
well,
Kind of like what I posted on my Instagram
yeah,
story.
but they're going to follow the fads
Yep.
to get your money. That is what they're trying to do. It doesn't matter if their product works. It might work, it might not. It might be bad for you. Do your research.
It's got to be a reputable brand.
Please make sure it's a reputable brand. Make sure there's reviews on it. Ask when in doubt, ask questions. Give it a simple Google, just to.
Hey, is this crap? If you ever have a question about supplements, go to examine.com.
That's a great one. Yes.
Always go to
That is,
examine.com.
examine.com is a fantastic site
Yeah.
for supplemental reviews.
Yeah, Kamal Patel is the head researcher for Examine.
Yes.
He puts everything together. I think he's a genius. He's a
I agree.
PhD. So if you have any questions, even if as far as like nutrition, he's got great articles on Examine. Examine.com is great. I got nothing else for keto. We could keep going, but I think it might be good to
I think
cut it
let's
there.
cut it off here. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. I had a lot of fun like talking about this one.
No,
I've been
yeah,
looking
no.
forward to this.
I agree. This was a good one for me. We appreciate you guys listening this far. Have any questions that we didn't cover, please shoot us a text or Instagram message, whatever it is, however you can get a hold of us. Please do it. We will answer our questions in upcoming episodes or directly to you. Podcast ideas for the future, whatever you want.
Yeah,
Let them
just
rip.
shoot them at us. Don't
Yep.
I feel like people like see us and don't think to talk to us. We want your
No,
comments.
yeah, no, it's don't be afraid to ask us questions, give us feedback, whatever
Yeah.
it is you have. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening.
But I just want a flat line. I just want a flat line. Maybe this is all my fault. But I just want a flat line. I just want a flat line. Maybe we going too far.